Welcome to the Scripture Memory Podcast, a ministry of Scripture Memory Fellowship. If you've ever felt like memorizing God's Word is an uphill battle, stay tuned. This podcast will help you make Bible memory a consistent and enjoyable part of your daily life. After all, knowing Scripture is the first step towards a fruitful, God-honoring life. So whether you're a new memorizer who needs some practical Bible memory tips, or a veteran memorizer who just needs some encouragement for their journey, stay tuned for today's episode of the Scripture Memory Podcast.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Scripture Memory Podcast, the podcast where we are helping you make Scripture memory a consistent and enjoyable part of your daily life. I'm Dakota Lynch.
And I'm Randy Williamson.
And I'm Hannah Koner.
And today's episode is called Deep Cuts, Why and How to Memorize Obscure Biblical Texts. And you might be saying, what are the deep cuts? What is that about? Well, if you've ever listened to your music on a streaming service, you might be familiar with this principle, which is that you might listen to a playlist of your favorite artist, and once you've heard some of the highlights, their top 10, so to speak, sometimes you have the option to listen to, quote, the deep cuts, the songs that are a little bit less well-known, but sometimes are just as good or even better. And the same thing can happen when it comes to memorizing Scripture. It's very natural. In fact, I would say it's even preferable to start memorizing with those highlight passages, the Lord's Prayer, the Beatitudes, the fruit of the Spirit, the Romans Road, and so on. But at some point in your journey, it can be really rewarding to dig into the deep cuts, to memorize some passages that not a lot of people are memorizing, but some really rich passages of Scripture that are a little bit less well-known. And so that's really the theme of today's episode. We'll talk about why to do that, how to do that, and when to do that. But as always, we want to start our time with our passage of the day. And Randy, you have that for us.
Yeah, Dakota, our passage of the day certainly fits in with the topic of deep cuts of Scripture. It's Leviticus chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. Leviticus is not a book that we often turn to, say like Psalms or the Gospel of John. We don't read it as much, and we certainly don't memorize verses as much as other books. However, it's very rich. The theme of Leviticus is fellowship with God through atonement, and it describes in large part the ceremonial laws relating to worship. I'll read the passage and then highlight an important aspect. Leviticus chapter 1, verses 4 and 5 says this, "He shall lay his hand on the head of the burnt offering, and it shall be accepted for him to make atonement for him. Then he shall kill the bull before the Lord, and Aaron's sons, the priests, shall bring the blood and throw the blood against the sides of the altar that is at the entrance of the tent of meeting." The ceremonial laws in the book of Leviticus are often called types or foreshadowings. They find their fulfillment in Christ and his once and for all sacrifice. They are the shadow. Christ is the substance. Leviticus 1, 4, and 5 speaks of a sinner making atonement by way of sacrifice. He laid his hands on the burnt offering to identify and symbolically transfer his sin. That sacrifice is slaughtered, and the priest offer the blood before the Lord. In these obscure verses from this obscure book, we see the gospel clearly presented. Christ is our great high priest. He offered himself as a once and for all sacrifice for our sin. We're redeemed from our vain conversation, not with silver and gold, but by his body and his blood. We learn that from a deep cut such as this.
That's good. Randy, I think as you mentioned, that passage really highlights some of the things you discover when you explore these books of the Bible that we don't often look to when we're trying to find our next memory verse. Mm-hmm. And yet some of my favorite verses that I come to time and time again aren't necessarily in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, but they might be somewhere in Obadiah or Habakkuk, and just those special passages that really are yours in a very special way. And so, yeah, in today's episode, we're going to talk about how to approach that, why to memorize some of the deep cuts. And as we get into our first main point, which is why to memorize some of the deep cuts, Hannah, what would be the first reason that we might take time to do this?
Yeah, the first reason is that it is all God's Word. And 2 Timothy 3:16 teaches us that all Scripture is given by inspiration. And all is just a tiny three-letter word, but it has a tremendous meaning. And if we look from Genesis all the way to Revelation, we know as believers that it is all God's word. And that includes not just more popular books like Romans or Matthew, but also books like Song of Solomon, Nahum, and Ezekiel, and many others. And if we hold to the doctrine of inspiration, then we are compelled to read, study, and even memorize these obscure texts of the Bible. And really, if it is God's word, it should be memorized, and it can be memorized.
That's good. Yeah, I think that as we embrace 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. A natural application of that is to realize that even the less well-known books of the Bible are there on purpose, and God has something for us in them. That doesn't mean that it's necessary to memorize, you know, all of the genealogies and so forth, even though I've known some people who have embraced that, and they've done that, and they have found enjoyment in that process. But yeah, there's stuff in every book of the Bible that God has for us, and sometimes we sell ourselves short by not exploring the riches of these obscure books of the Bible. But Randy, what's another reason that you would share with our listeners to memorize some of the deep cuts?
Well, a second reason that we want to memorize the deep cuts of Scripture is it expands our knowledge of the Lord. We were talking just amongst ourselves before we started recording the episode between like a real fan of an artist and someone that just has maybe a superficial understanding of that fan. And a lot of times it's whether or not they know the deep cuts are just the greatest hits, just the essential tracks. You know, I'm sure you guys have experienced this. You're talking with someone and you mention an artist or a band and it's one that you really like. And you say, well, I like this cut and it's a very obscure track and they don't have a clue what you're talking about. They only know the greatest hits. They don't have a real knowledge of that artist. You know, the same idea could be applied with Scripture. God's word is his revelation of himself to us. The more we know of God's word, the better we know the author, the Lord. If we relegate ourselves only to those greatest hits, you know, only to those essential tracks, we're not knowing all about the Lord that we could. And so that's why we want to look more and more into those obscure texts, those deep tracks, as we're calling them.
Yeah, and Randy, the reason that I would share next is that when you memorize the deep cuts, it helps you uncover some hidden gems. And that really kind of dovetails with what you were just saying. The hidden gem of knowing God even better. You know, one example that I would give is years ago when I memorized Jonah, I feel like you see the heart of God, not only for the unsaved, but also for his erring and sometimes wayward children in the book of Jonah. And there are some curious passages in Jonah. The very last verse, God is speaking to Jonah, and he says, should not I spare Nineveh, that great city, and which are more than, I think it's 70,000 persons, and also much cattle, God says. And that's the end of the book of Jonah. And you're reading it for the first time, and you say, and also much cattle? What's going on here? This is a strange ending to the book. But as you process that, you say, God did not want to destroy Nineveh, and his heart was not only for the people, but even for the animals that were in jeopardy. And I would say that's one of the hidden gems, or just a taste of the sort of hidden gem that you might encounter as you memorize these books. You start to see things that you wouldn't see if you were not slowing down to immerse yourself in this passage of Scripture. So yeah, those are some of the great reasons for memorizing obscure texts. It's all God's word. It expands our knowledge of the Lord, and we might uncover some hidden gems in the process. Let's talk now about some of the methods for doing this. If someone is on board with this now, they're listening, they're saying, I want to do this, how can I make it happen? Randy, what would you say is one way they could jump in?
Well, Dakota, I think probably the most obvious way to memorize obscure text is to memorize a whole book of the Bible. You know, even if you select a popular book, say like Ephesians, or one that's rather neglected, say like Obadiah, when you're going through an entire book of the Bible and you're memorizing consecutively verse by verse, it's causing you to deal with verses that you wouldn't ordinarily deal with. You're not just sticking only with the highlights. You're looking at all the verses. It causes you to engage those verses that you might not have otherwise. I kind of think of it like expository preaching. You know, when expository preaching, especially when it's like a real pure form of expository preaching, you're preaching through books of the Bible consecutively, verse by verse. And think of what that compels the pastor to do. You know, he's not just getting on his hobby horses. He's having to deal with texts that are not familiar to him. He's dealing with texts that are difficult and you're having to wrestle through. And yet when you do it, it yields great, great fruit. It's the same with memorizing. When you're going through a whole book of the Bible, you're dealing with passages, verses that are really unfamiliar. You're having to grapple with them. And through that, you're gaining, like Dakota said earlier, those hidden gems. I've got a personal example of that. I finished memorizing Philippians, I think, last week, and I have found what I think is my favorite verse of the Bible. I know Philippians is a popular verse, but there's some verses within Philippians that are more popular than others. My favorite verse is Philippians 1:20. According to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but with all boldness as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body. Everybody knows Philippians 1:21. For to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. We all know that one. But few of us know 120. If I had not dealt with that entire book of the Bible, I would have missed that wonderful, wonderful verse that's become so meaningful to me.
That's so good. I've noticed that several times as well through memorizing. And it's really encouraging just to see those verses pop out in a new way. I think the second point here is similar to that first one that you mentioned, Randy, and it's memorize a chapter from an obscure book of the Bible. So this is not memorizing the entire book, but maybe picking one chapter that isn't as well known, maybe in a popular book. There's a lot of chapters that stand out more than others. We think of Matthew 5 through 7, John 13 through 17, Romans 8, Hebrews 11. All of these are pretty popular chapters of the Bible. But even those who don't memorize consistently know the gist of these chapters, but we also know that there are many chapters of the Bible that we can't really summarize off of the top of our heads. And if we're able to actually memorize these and commit one of them to memory, we'll be surprised at what God can reveal to us through His Word. And I've memorized several chapters like this on different occasions, and I've been surprised that every time I do that, I gain a new appreciation for that chapter. And I also learn more about God and His character through that. And that's the ultimate goal in memorizing.
That's true. And I would add as well, if you're really thinking about getting into this practice of memorizing some obscure passages, consider memorizing one of SMF's memory courses. Now, I'll just say, as we begin memorizing, I think it's great to select particular verses that are meaningful to you. But there's one risk with that, and that is that you would only be memorizing the verses that you've just naturally come into contact with over the years, right? But when you memorize, whether it's a book of the Bible, a chapter of the Bible, or a memory course that someone else has put together, that's probably going to force you into territory that you've previously neglected. And that can be very healthy. One of the courses that I've really enjoyed memorizing myself is called Sword Grip Old Testament. This is a series of memory courses that Scripture Memory Fellowship put together some time ago, and it's a key passage from every book of the Bible. And if you go to scripturememory.com/swordgrip, you'll see that there are three books in the series. There's one that covers the New Testament, but then two that go through the Old Testament. One in particular, it's the purple book in the series. It covers Proverbs through Malachi. These are some obscure books. So rich, so rewarding. One of my favorite verses is from Jeremiah, and it's in this Sword Grip memory course, but Jeremiah 10:10-12 says, "The Lord is the true God. He is the living God and the everlasting King. At His wrath, the earth quakes, and the nations cannot endure His indignation. Thus shall you say to them, the gods who did not make the heavens and the earth shall perish from the earth and from under the heavens. It is He who made the earth by His power, who established the world by His wisdom and by His understanding stretched out the heavens." I love that. But if you were looking for a verse on creation, you'd probably just default to Genesis 1:1 or maybe John 1 or, you know, some of these more well-known verses. You would totally miss out on the beauty of Jeremiah 10:10-12. And so when you sign up to do a topical memory course, you're probably going to find the verses that maybe were not on your radar, but they were on someone else's. And that can be great just to get that cross-pollination. So consider memorizing a topical set of verses. And if you're interested in doing that, again, scripturememory.com/swordgrip is a great place to start. And we'll put that in the show notes. So we talked a little bit about why, a little bit about how. Let's talk now about when this might be appropriate. When should you, as a scripture memorizer, consider memorizing some of the deep cuts? And Randy, what advice would you give to our listeners as they think about this?
Well, I would say, first of all, you know, don't start memorizing those obscure texts until you've learned the essential tracks or the Bible's greatest hits, we might say. Especially if you're new to Bible memory, you know, you want to set yourself up for success. And I think it's important that you start memorizing those verses that are very familiar to you, those greatest hits. You want to do that before you go into the unknown. And once you've learned those essential must-know passages, things like Psalm 1, Psalm 23, the Lord's Prayer, the armor of God, and so on and so forth, then you need to expand your spiritual diet to include those deep cuts. So start with the greatest hits, but don't stay there.
The second sign that you are ready to move on into memorizing the deep cuts of Scripture would be when you want a greater challenge. And as we make progress in our Scripture memory journey, we should be seeking a greater challenge at some point. We should seek to grow and improve our memorization skills and retain more of God's Word. So once you memorize topically and you want to pursue extended Bible memory or memorize maybe a chapter or a whole book of the Bible, then you are ready to start digging into some of those deep cuts. Once you have those things behind you, it can be a greater challenge to memorize those more difficult passages. I have a friend that started with a topical memory course, then went to a chapter of the Bible, and then started going to more obscure texts. She started to memorize a chapter from Jeremiah and noticed that the verses were longer and a little bit more difficult to retain. So it can be a good challenge to step up to. But you can also gain a lot from that and see the larger picture of Scripture.
Yeah, and I would add to that too, if you are in a rut with your current memory work, and let's be honest, we've all been there, as you are making Scripture memory a normal part of your life, there may be a season in which you're just not finding any motivation to continue on. If you're memorizing Philippians or the Lord's Prayer, whatever it is, and you're just saying, boy, I've really fallen into a rut here. I need to shake things up. One way to do that is just to pause what you're currently doing, set it aside for a while, and then shift gears, memorize something else. And maybe setting aside what you're currently doing, focusing on the deep cuts would just kind of shock the system a little bit and give you some fresh motivation in your memory work. So yeah, if you have already memorized some of the classic passages, if you're ready for a challenge, if you need some variety mixed in with your memory work, those are all great signs that you are ready to memorize some of the deep cuts of Scripture. So this has been a great episode, something that we really haven't talked about in previous episodes of the Scripture Memory Podcast. We hope this has been helpful to you. If you're listening and you're saying, you know, I would like to do that, but I guess I haven't really covered my main bases yet. I don't know all of the classic passages. SMF does have a memory course that we would recommend called The Classics, scripturememory.com/classics. We'll put that in the show notes. That's 100 verses every Christian should know. And that's going to introduce you to Psalm 23 and the Lord's Prayer and the Beatitudes and Romans Road and some of these pillar verses that you really ought to have. And then again, if you want to begin memorizing some of the deep cuts, Sword Grip Old Testament is a great place to start. You can visit scripturememory.com/swordgrip to learn more about that course. As always, thank you so much for joining us. We hope that you've been blessed and that you'll join us next time for another episode of the Scripture Memory Podcast.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of the Scripture Memory Podcast, a ministry of Scripture Memory Fellowship. At SMF, our mission is to help you know, live, and love God's Word. If you're ready to take the next step in your Scripture memory journey, visit us online at scripturememory.com or download Verse Locker, our free Bible memory app. As always, be blessed today as you take time to enjoy God's Word. And be sure to join us next time for another episode of the Scripture Memory Podcast.